Oh shit. Is the music playing? I don't know. Is the music playing? Listen, guys, I'm getting into Drake, guys. Okay, guys? Drake is good, guys. And it seems like I let about six songs play, guys. And they're not the best, guys, but they're kind of like, it makes you feel black enough, guys, and cool enough, guys, that an old 45-year-old white man can rock to it at the airport, guys. Okay, guys, so I'm thinking about maybe taking a second wife, guys, like the Holy Mormon Tabernacle says, guys. And I think that if I brought my wife home, and if this new China girl, we from China. I'm so sorry. I kind of have to eat your wife as a pussy. Do they even eat pussy in China? I've never. That's the racist talking, guys. Okay? Because if you haven't thought about, what do the Chinese even do? We don't. Nobody knows in America, guys. Nobody knows if they sit back there and eat a full blown buffet of enjoyable pussy, and it might be, guys. I'm just gonna reach a little bit here, guys. It might be because the rumors are true, guys. I mean, a billion people can't be cleaning themselves so well, guys. And with anything, America established eating ass. We didn't start eating ass. We didn't invent it. I'm sure people have been eating asses since ass elbows were invented. I mean, it's a fun thing to do. I love it. You love it. We all love it, dude. Let's have a round of asshole eating. You know what I mean? Like, that's the first thing that should pop off at a Super Bowl party. It's like, all right, guys. I know you came to watch these strangers throw an object around, guys. But first, read each other's assholes. Maybe not necessarily gay shit. But who doesn't want their asshole eaten, guys? Am I right? Guys, that's how you start a podcast, guys. This is Uncle Dust, guys. I'm at the Ontario Airport, guys. I'm looking at Chinese Airlines, guys, and it turns out the name fits the customer, guys. Because they're fucking knee-deep. These guys are fucking... They're up to something, guys. I'm not saying we should shake them all down, but why do I need to get shaken down with TSA, guys? I'm over here carrying wigs and stuff to Philadelphia to go make beautiful comedic magic with my boy Clifford St. Robinson III, focus, twice removed, guys, okay, but I did find a spot, guys, where I could drink. I could pound three tall boys, of course, like, in the bushes, guys. I am clean in the bushes, guys. Not gonna lie to you. Oh, shit, I think I see Yao Ming's fucking son. Goddamn, so Chinese do get that tall. This kid's gotta be awkward as fuck, guys. Not gonna lie to you. He's about six. He's like 6'3". He's like 6'3", 6'4". Full of piss and communism. Excuse the sounds, guys. Cause I'm trying to get down and dirty, guys. Here at the airport, guys. I'm at the Ontario International California Airport, guys. And this is serious business, guys. I got a flight to go out to. I'm trying to put some down. I cannot afford the $12 beers. Okay, guys, join patreon.com/firecrotch, guys. Your boy needs a few bucks to fly with, guys. You know what I'm saying, guys? Guys, did I mention that I have a Patreon, guys? And you guys should go join it because it's like $1 to whatever you want to kick in, guys. I'm not asking for $1 million. I'm not Come Town and Nick Mullen and fucking Stabby and fucking the little cocksucker making a goddamn trillion off of fucking comedy fans. It's like, you motherfuckers. there's a guy that just does his own. It would be funny to just have a whole guy that's just so pissed. God damn it, I've been working in this goddamn comedy entertainment industry for so long, guys. And then this fat piece of Greek shit comes along and just makes it. What are they making? These cocksuckers are clearing like a couple hundred grand a month, dude. No wonder you see the influence of shitty podcasts that aren't funny. Like, at least if you call it comedy, dude, you don't have to be a stand-up actor. Fucking, you don't have to just be motherfucking funny, dude. I've bet my life on that shit. Put me up against anybody, and I'll fucking dominate the fucking goddamn funny pain suckers. I was driving my boy, my Indian homie gave me a ride over here, and he's got long, luscious, fucking red cloud fucking hair, dude. His car is fucked up, so you can't get in the passenger seat or the back seat on one side, so the whole right side's fucked up, so you have to sit driving Miss Daisy's right behind him. I have to sit, and I'm fucking poking him in his neck the whole fucking time, dude. Geronimo Pratt, my ass, dude. Come on. Coors Light's going down good. The best part of waking. If all these China, God damn it. I just see my future right now. All these Chinamen are going to be stuck in TSA, dude. And they're going to fucking use writing. This is what's fucked up we can't profile. Be like, all you Chinamen, everybody step out of line. Let the rest of us go through. You know why. Okay? This is why certain types of racism I support. Let's be honest. A guy in a Hawaiian shirt with a fanny pack and a fucking bright green duffel bag, personal bag, is not gonna have anything in there, dude. But the fucking 100 Chinamen, dude, and Chinamans, I say, they're gonna be a motherfucking problem, son. This is turning into Ontario Airport Live, guys. Dude, there's people unloading noodles over there. I need to chill the fuck out. I'm gonna end up getting taken up by a communist on the spot. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, this ass I'm looking at is pretty proper, guys. Jesus Christ, dude. I'm not gonna lie to you. I see the thing, dude. It's like, yeah, marry a fucking, you know what I mean? Marry a fucking, a Chi-Com, dude. Why not? Bring them over here. I support it, dude. I had boys marrying people in the Philippines, which I call the island Chinese, dude, the surfer Chinese, dude, and the chai surfer, bro. You know what I mean? They're Chinese, but just a different kind, guys. I need to build on that one. I'll build on that one a little bit, guys. Okay? I'll build on that joke, guys. Okay, guys? There's something there, guys. You know what I mean, guys? Let's go, guys. Next week, guys, live episode. Join us. Original Wiggers, first time together ever. Live in the same building, dude. It's gonna be wild. We're shooting skits all week. Our boy Nick's coming up from fucking Miami, dude. Come on, man. White boys from Miami, dude. Recognize, dude. You know what time it is. I'm smoking hoax. I'm smoking a hoax. My back is starting to hurt. I'm gonna take some muscle relaxers, guys. Okay, guys. Just a quick check-in, guys. But join us, man. Wednesday on Focus CDS on YouTube. Hopefully, the link's on the old episodes. I don't have time. This is a one-man situation, guys. I don't have time to be fucking putting links and shit. I'm not better than it. I just, dude, it takes so much, guys. You know, professional comedians that are making money, they have people do this. And I'm not saying, like, I need a fucking chauffeur, but I do. And I do. So, you know, it's like, whatever. Fucking sue me, dude. It takes hours. I'm not going to bore you guys with the details. Bottom line is, heading to Philly with Cliff. We're recording skits and shits and dips and wits and whatnot. I hate when everybody I told I'm going to record skits, they're like, oh, that's cute. Oh, okay, so you're on vacation. It's like, no. This is my job. This is what I do, dude. This is what I do. Yeah. I mean, is it funny? I hope. I mean, I'm not the man. Like, I'm not the man, like, I think everything I say is funny. I just don't. Oftentimes, I spend the night after a podcast or like the morning going, well, that was fucking right there. Just ruined everything. Basically, the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived, you know? I don't think people know that about people that are funny. Funny people in general. Like, people that are generally funny, And I don't have the connects. Like, I'm not in the industry, guys. I know a lot of people go, guys, Dusty's in the industry, guys. This guy's been in the industry so long. He probably knew who Hank's agent was on fucking Forrest Gump. That's not true, guys. Uncle Dust does not make money. He's broke as fuck. And it is what it is. But he has a passion for this shit. And we'll move forward amicably. Even if motherfuckers don't support. Because he just doesn't see it any other way. I really don't. I came from nothing. If I die with nothing, it's fine. You know? But saying that, I would like some support. Patreon.com. Kick your boy in a couple buckaroos, guys. We would love to be on bigger shows. We would love nothing more than people that we respect. You know what I mean? And I'm not, like, fucking dreaming. Now I'm just talking shit. Do I need to fight Sam Hyde, dude? Do I need to punch Tom Segura in his fucking dick? Do I need to fucking uppercut Shane Gillis in his face? Shout out the dogs, dude. Shout out the dogs on Discord, bro. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful day, man. I love the dogs, dude. I mean, really, being honest, if we're in the trust tree, guys, I'm off about 3 tall boys and a natty ice that I bought for $125 at Sammy's Market in Loma Linda. And I really did. That was the first time I reached for it. Like, usually you buy natty ice for the, you know, you're poor as fuck. But I was like 5.9. Like, I hate flying, dude. I'm nervous. I'll be honest, guys. I'm going to get on this thing. I downloaded a bunch of shit. I was listening to Drake. I've never listened to Drake. That's the influence of fucking people when you listen to podcasts. Because I've listened to podcasts so much that I heard Shane Gillis say Drake. You know, Shane Gillis is like, I don't know, 10 years younger than me. And I was like, well, he's funny. Like, I recognize he's funny. And I go, this guy's funny. Well, let me listen to what else he does. He talks about, right? Which is weird because we both like, I know, history. And so I was like, well, maybe it's fine. Like, it's fine. But it just is like, it's elevator rap. You know what I mean? That's what I call elevator rap. There's no takeaways from it. There's no, like, it's really not hard to explain. There is no takeaways from it. You listen to Drake and you go, you know, I guess it's for this generation what, I don't even know. I do know. I don't know. Jay-Z, I guess. I guess they feel, I really don't know because I haven't met a super Drake fan and talked to him, like, what is it about him? Like, I still listen to M.O.P. Like, I listen to fucking Mash Out Posse, like it's like on my e-bike riding around broken aqueducts with homeless people and just be like pumped up like I'm gonna box cut somebody. I don't want to box cut anybody, guys. Okay, where are we at? 8:20. Okay, I'm gonna have to keep getting moving here soon, guys. I appreciate you guys. If you listen to it, guys, share something. If you listen to this, guys, share it with somebody. You know, I really don't have nothing else, dude. Me and Cliff, I don't have money. I'll just tell you this. I don't have money to put into fucking promotion, guys. And what would be the point of that, really? Because really, my sense of humor ain't for everybody, guys. And that's really what I think. People that do things, I think they forget. It's not for everybody. I'm doing this for the one percenters. I call them, it's like the one percenters who got pain, bro. And they like a fucking, a sick motherfucker. They like some sick laughs. You know what I'm saying? The Bobby Kellys, the Patrices, the fucking Doug Stanhopes, bro. Those type of, in that vein. Kenny Powers is, bro. The fucking, you know, old school movies, bro, that we all loved. The ill horror movies from back in the day, right? Like, come on, Street Trash. Street Trash is one of the best movies of all time. Hands down. I've watched it back. I mean, I made my whole first podcast intro after Street Trash. It's top notch. Viper. You know? Shout out Stevie. Stevie never hurt nobody. You stayed a grace? Come on. I'll check back in with you guys later, man.